Today's Good People, Good Works will be presented in Assyrian and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Baloxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
I've always had a need to have a connection with my culture, my background, the people that are still back in our homeland, mostly in Iraq. And so when Assyrian Aid was established in 1991 and I learned about it, I became very interested because it was a way for me to contribute, to have that connection that I needed.
اجتمع الأخوة خزيانة لخومة قناش الطاوة بالخانة الطاوة مغزيات الأوديوم بخواشلة سيتة أدوانة أطروايد أمريكا وخاتو باوة يو إيراخ عني بالخانة قد ضرمتا ولبل قد قامة خيوتة ناشة أطروايد مار ضايبوتا سيتة أدوانة أبزر جاروبلا خاموية ولبل قد قامة مردوتا و يرتانة عتيقت أطراية
The Assyrians are the indigenous people of Iraq. Most of the Assyrians, they are Christians.
Mesopotamia means a land between two rivers. And we are descendants of those people. Our capital back 3,000 years ago was the capital of Nineveh. Since 600 BC, we haven't had an area that we call our own country. But it was in the area of Iraq, Iran, Syria, Turkey, mostly in Iraq. So whenever there are archaeological digs in Iraq, it's always of Assyrian history there.
Atraye Vienna men khapnitet pishtela khushbintet vila dar gushtet marduta. Shtuta pishtela brita hamen kam pla al pishinne. لانس قام يا جبت نحمن بيش لبيريا قد بيش لبيريا في لانس دنمرت اها سلسلتت خشيروتا و يلبانت بزالل لقاما يو اتواي خاتر
Assyrians are very hard-working people, and I'd say 99% of the men that you meet are going to tell you they're engineers. Because that was the profession. They're very disciplined and they love math. The women do everything. When we went to Iraq this last trip, I wasn't surprised to see that all the schools, I'd say 90% of the schools, the principals were women. Women could multitask real easily, and Assyrian women, I think, take that to an extreme, and very strong, very nurturing.
سيتت أدوانا بشتلا شوتستا يو سان فرانسيسكو كاليفورنيا بشيتت ألبو إجمو إجيخا سيتت أدوانة أمريكا بي سويا أم سيتت أدوانة إيراخ جببتت مطلابة وسنيقوياتت ألتراية وكل إيراخ ويوتيرن
We in the United States formed the Assyrian Aid Society of America. At the same time, we encouraged to have Assyrian Aid Society of Iraq as our sister organization. And then we wanted to go international, and we formed and organized Assyrian Aid Society of Australia, Assyrian Aid Society of Canada, Assyrian Aid Society of Europe.
We are in the headquarters in Berkeley, and we have a number of chapters in the United States, Arizona, Los Angeles, San Jose, in Nevada as well, in the Central Valley, Modesto, Turlock area, and in Chicago and in Michigan.
The cause that we have is to supply humanitarian need for the needy Assyrians in northern Iraq. That encompasses primarily schools, needy people, medical centers, pharmacies, agriculture, irrigation, building roads, building homes for the displaced people. We have raised over $6.5 million to supply the need for the neediest Syrians for their humanitarian necessities in Iraq. With this $6.5 million, we have done the job of well over $30 million in aid, because our money goes a long way, because most of our workers are volunteers. All our executives, board members are volunteers. We don't get any compensation. And that's why we can bring the help to the needy people on a 92 cents on a dollar. So we have only 8 cents expenses.
Hemen tamam yatıt, buş olsayıt, sitet utvarıt Amerika, ilaf şlaf, yurpanet şafre, yurgerbiyet Irak.
Our priority, number one, is to supply the need for our young children so they can survive, to be safe, to be socially active, and to be sportly active, to be active with the arts and all that, and plus to continue their education and hopefully reach a higher level of education, like university.
Hemen tamam yatı, buş ılayet sitet utvana, yüyülpene, ile tercümtet külle kitave ve külle klasse plişanet aturaye.
We have schools in northern Iraq. We realize that there is a need for our children to keep our language going and to learn our language and to study most of the subjects. At this point, it's all the subjects in Assyrian. So we took on the task to translate the books into, like, all the science, the math books, history books, everything, into Assyrian. And so now the schools that we fund, which are 54 schools and close to 5,000 students in northern Iraq, study the curriculum in our language.
Qetamamtet davrantat khurzet matvashta sitet utvanet atuvaye upseke hayeva tbamavanuta u hahadze ke mevyesa alqala qiyalupet bkhayna gupniyatet vikha qetmati alqwete u yulpane.
One other project that we do fund is a dormitory for university students. It's at our headquarters in Duhok, and it's free of charge. It's a way for parents who live in villages far away to feel comfortable that their students are staying in a safe, secure place.
We have vans that they go and pick up those children and bring them to cities like Erbil, Duhok, or wherever the schools they are attending. And then they continue with their education, and in dormitories we supply them with breakfast, lunch and dinner, uniform, computers, books, and all the supplies that the student needs, and support them so they can continue their education, because they are the future of our nation.
Kipelcha amsiyat khine gu ivaq hayartet khayanet atuvayt tama.
We have established 2 childcare centers for the mothers that they want to work and they don't have any place to have their children taken care of.
And they always have a need for a place to meet, a cultural center to either meet or have social events, and a place for our young people to be, you know, after school, and there's classes taught there, or some sort of, let's say, sewing classes, or, you know, that kind of thing. We call it cultural center to house all those needs.
Yuheklet halmana sitet utvana shutistela بات اسایه یو دینات او متفاته مخسرسای القش تلسقف بتنایه او کاملس مقوولا اتوانا قطاوه خلمانا قدانید سنیقنا.
There are very remote villages that our people live in, hardly any paved roads, and the medical need is really dire. And so we've funded pharmacies to be built in these areas so that when there is small medical needs, they're able to access one. And in those pharmacies, there are the people who work in them are able to give vaccinations, do small things that would be really helpful and for them not to have to travel long distances. We have had situations where children especially have had medical needs that they aren't able to tend to in, you know, locally there, and we've brought them either here or to Jordan or to Syria to have them have surgery or anything that they would need to do.
We supplied all of our neighbors, the Kurds, the Sunnis, the Kabash, all the minorities, that if they needed the help, we offered them if they can have some of our medication and use them for a better purpose than we do.
اتنوابو دوسه قداخی هایریاتت سیتت اتوانا پوکتلا و شخلبتلا خیوتت ناشه لبوسبای یو اتخطانا آودوتت دویخ دانا بوش منتین تاکی هویا.
We had many occasions whereby, for example, we brought a two-year-old child. He had a hole in his heart 2 years ago, and he was given only 2-3 years to live. And we brought him over here. We had an open heart surgery for him. He recovered, and now he's about 5 years old, 4 years old, and he was doing very well. In the bombing, a family had 3 sons. They had lost their legs, their arms, their limbs, and we brought them over here. And we had to put, you know, artificial arms and legs for them. But they, when they went, they walked with their own feet. They used their own arms, prosthetics, arms and legs. That's our rewards. That is our self-satisfaction. We see the fruit of our labor, where we really help our people, and they get the help they need in order to survive.
قبول زوده یادیتون بود سیتت ادوانا ام بس معلوخون خوشون الشوبها assyrianaid.org ام بس معلوخون شوکون امان خوشی به بیتایله قد یادیتون بود زوده بود مردوتت آتوایوتا و پلخانت اللایت سیتت ادوانت آتوایه لخه آل ناشه باوا پلخانه باب ام بس معلوخون خوشون بخزایه بس خزبت سوپریم ماستر بس خزبه بتیول خادوانان من بار طبه شغون پسخخ خوبت باواتت شمیه. Join us again next Sunday for more about the accomplished Assyrian culture and the laudable works of the Assyrian Aid Society here on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for the world around us after noteworthy news. Let us rejoice in heaven's love and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.